Well, it was announced there recently enough that LFL 12 will be taking place in Amsterdam on April the 21st. And on the Galway side of things, it's a homecoming of sorts for our own Andreas Bender. Since we last spoke to Andreas back in November, there's been a blip in the road since, but thankfully he is back on track at new weight and definitely in challenging. Andreas, first, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Thanks for having me back again, Stas. It's been a minute anyway, but yeah, we're back again, man.
Yeah, we're going to focus in on your big fight against Victor Cuckoo coming up on April 21st shortly. But as I touched on there in the intro, when we were talking back in November, where we're getting ready for PFL Europe in Dublin in December, you were going to be up against Daniel Sciacci back then. But I suppose things didn't go according to plan since.
Yeah, it was the highest of highs getting signed to PFL after my world title fight at lightweight back in July, and then getting picked up by PFL. Then I was scheduled to fight on the 8th of December in the Tree Arena, which was my homecoming after like 5 years fighting in Ireland. Obviously, I missed a weight. Just didn't go into plan at all and stuff. And then I was scheduled then to fight again in for PFL again on the 8th of March in Paris. Again, missed weight for 70 kilos. So this was my second weight miss in my whole career. It was a hard kind of pill to swallow. Like the first time I made weight at 70, I breezed through because I fought my whole career at 77. So it was easier to cut down to 70 I had. But this time I just started getting in leaner into my fight camps, and it was just hard to come off. So like the last 2 kilos was always a struggle for me, and I just stopped enjoying it and stuff, you know. Like I stopped enjoying the training, I stopped enjoying like being part of it and all that. So I was like, you know what, it's either go back to welterweight again and actually enjoy training and not stressing so much and putting the body under pressure, because at the end of the day, like, I'm doing this for me, not for anyone else. So yeah, I just decided to go up to welterweight again and just really enjoy this process again. Like I said, it's been the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, but this was by far the lowest of lows of my career, and it was just really mentally challenging, like to kind of process all this. So I'm just glad I'm back in again, and PFL allowed me to get a fight outside the promotion just so I can stay active. Because like I said, I haven't been in the cage since my world title win back in 8th of July. That's nearly coming to 8-9 months now out of the cage. So I have really itchy knuckles, as they say.
Yeah, no, and even because I was going to ask you that, but you've quoted the tweet that I read from you, lowest of lows, highest of highs. Yeah. Obviously, when it happens the first time, it is deeply frustrating. And as you say, mentally challenging, but I suppose you've touched on it there, Andreas. Yeah. When it happens the second time, it's probably, dare I say, a sign in one way that, you know, you have to review, reset. And I think personally, before we get into actually what's coming up, this is what you've done.
Yeah, it was just like, fair enough, the Dublin show, I came in maybe 4 kilos, a bit heavier this time, but I always cut about 8-9 kilos coming into fight week, so it's grand. But then this time I was like, right, I missed weight. I got back into training. I had to take a week off just to get the body recovered again, because I've been on the IV drips and all that stuff, trying to get back to kind of like a normal self, because my body just went into shock and just stopped producing sweat and that stuff like that. Like it's hard to explain, but it's a long process, you know, for fighters making weight and stuff like that.
If I could just cut in for a second, because I think it's a very, very good point. Just for listeners that wouldn't, how difficult is that? Like, I would have grown up watching boxing an awful lot and hearing stories of sweat bats and Chris Eubank dropping a stone and all that. But it's easy for us on the outside to say, right, you get yourself right for 24 hours before the fight, happy, out, off we go. But you just made a very, very good point. And we often hear about actors as well, that you're playing with your body to a certain degree. And maybe this is your body's way of hitting back and saying, listen, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, you see, with, like, say, coming into fight week, so you're cutting out all your carbs, all your salts, you're water loading, so you're manipulating your body, really. Like, so you're starting off, like, a water loading process, meaning you're drinking 8 to 10 liters for 2 days, so you're constantly flushing your body. Then you're dropping it down to 5, 4, and 2 liters, and then you're cutting out water completely for nearly about 16 hours. And then the night before you're weighing, so say you're fine on the Sunday, and your weigh-ins are on the Saturday morning. So like the night before, like you're going into hot baths to about 42, 43 degrees. for about, say, 30, 40 minutes. So you get a sweat going to build up your core temperature. Then you're getting wrapped up. Or some people do just sauna. So you're like sauna, then wraps, sauna, wraps. So you're like constantly heat exposure to your body, you know? And that's how you're producing sweat. But like it came to a stage that it was going smooth from like 80 kilos down to about 73, 74. And then I was losing maybe 100 grams of sweat every hour. Like, so it just got very hard. And then my body started going into shock. And just like for the PFL Dublin, I can't remember anything once I reached down to 72 and a half kilos. And then Paris was exactly the same. But this time, like, I ended up coming in lighter by 4.5 kilos. I came in leaner. My body fat percentage was lower again. And I was like, right, I've done everything right. Like going into 5 week, I came in at 78 and a half kilos. The last time for Dublin, I came in at 81. So I was 4 kilos lighter. I was like, right, everything is perfect. This is what I cut for the LFL title fight. I'm exactly in the same position that I was. But the thing is, I lost a lot of body fat percentage. I started getting very lean. So it's harder for the body to take out more fat and more sweat out of me if my body's just retaining. So it's just so much science behind it, like, and everything, but it just didn't work out. And I could just literally, like, I can sit down and cry about it, or I can get back in there and just do what I love doing. And at the end of the day, now I can actually enjoy training again, bulk up, and just get in there and fight. Like, that's what I'm good at, and that's what I've been doing since I was a kid.
And that's what we're looking forward to as well. And we're moving on now to Amsterdam. You're moving up to welterweight from lightweight, as you've touched on there as well. Just a quick one there, and you mentioned at the moment, of course, you're signed now with the PFL. But that's why I said at the start, a bit of homecoming as such. And in fairness to the Levels Fight League, they are treating this as a homecoming because the tag is the champ is back.
Yeah, so I was the LFL World Lightweight Champion. So I fought in that promotion 3 times, and Donovan and Andrew were just, and just the whole team, they're just 100%. Like, they're the nicest lads you'll ever meet. And I'm grateful for the fact that PFL allowed me to go back to LFL and have one fight just so I can stay active. Because, like I said, I haven't been in the cage in a long time. And the thing is, like, LFL are working with PFL at the moment, kind of like sending fighters to them into the big leagues and stuff like that. And it's just nice to get back in there and actually fight. And it's like you said, it's a homecoming. Like, that was my last fight, was an LFL, lifting the title, the highest of highs, fantastic night. And now I'm back again, and I get to showcast everyone what I can actually do. But this time I'm going up with. And who knows, I could be champ by the end of this year, or I'll be in PFL back again. So yeah, I'm looking to stay active, very active this year.
Yeah, and before we wrap up, I have one or two questions to ask you on that as well. But I think, in fairness, Andreas, and it's a great scene LFL, because we focus in on Victor Cuckoo in just a second. But like, they have a main event, which I want to ask you about, in welterweight. There's a co-main event in middleweight. You're down in the top 5 in the official posters, but I feel the LFL are treating your fight against a local legend, they call him, in Victor Cuckoo, as a triple main event, because they're really they sound like, from the bits I've seen, they're very excited about this particular bout.
Yeah, like, he's a local boy from Amsterdam. He's very, very experienced. He's like over 31 fights. He's very experienced, but yet again, I fought everyone that's experienced. And the thing is, I'm entertaining, he's entertaining. Like, I knock people out, I just have to touch you and you go to sleep. I bring a great crowd. You know how the Irish are, they're mad when one of their own is fine. So I always bring a big crowd with me. And yeah, it's just, it's going to be entertaining, like, because it's the first person that's going to take a back step. And I know for a fact it won't be me. So yeah, someone will go to sleep in that fight, without a doubt. And like I said, the people from Netherlands and Amsterdam, they kind of like, fit me in as one of their own now, because I'm such an entertainment fighter. I'm very cool, I'm very calm, and yeah, I'm a crowd pleaser.
You are certainly are there as well, in the course of a great history with LFL, which is Dutch based originally. But because he's from Amsterdam, he's like, look, I don't want to describe him as a journeyman fighter, but I mean, he has a complete experience, as you touched on, but you will probably go in as a favorite for this. But you'd imagine he'll be the fan favourite for the fight. And correct me now if you think I'm wrong here, because, and you said to me before what a nice lad you were, but you're kind of coming in, if we use a wrestling term, as the heel for this particular bout.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. A lot of people always underestimate me, you know. I always take the hardest fights there is out there. I always fight a lot of experienced guys and stuff. But whoever they put in front of me, I'll fight. I never said no to anyone. So, look, even my bout there on PFL Paris that I was scheduled to fight on 8th of March, I was against an undefeated guy, Mark Ewan. And I was like, look, just give him to me. Like, I really don't care. Give me anyone. I just want to fight the best out there. And yeah, the crowd's going to be behind them, but I'm used to that now at this stage. It's going to be my fourth bout in Amsterdam. And I've gained a lot of fans over there. So I'll have a lot of guys from the Netherlands cheer me on as well. So yeah, it's going to be good. I'm really excited for it. We're 3 weeks out, so I'm more than ready.
Yeah, I'm pumped as well after reading about it. But of course, another point as well, because he is established a welterweight, but you're coming back to welterweight after a while out too. So I suppose for fans coming in, trying to tip the fight, it equalizes it a little bit, even though personally, I'd still be backing yourself.
Yeah. Like, look, he fought a welterweight, but people tend to forget that I used to fight a welterweight my whole life, starting off my pro career. And I only dropped down to lightweight there in my last 3-4 fights. So it's nice to actually get back to the gym and bulk a bit up and just build loads of muscle again instead of just cardio. Like, you're going to go cracked, you know what I mean? So it's nice to change up training again and just get bigger and get stronger and stuff, and not measuring every gram of food and stuff. It's just, I can enjoy this again. And like, I'm going back training and smiling every time now instead of just kind of like being moody. Oh, what am I going to have now? Salad and chicken again, you know? So yeah, I'm excited.
I'd say old Roddy's enjoying that as well there too, that you don't have to be focused in that particular area. Obviously, you still have to make sure you keep to a certain weight, but you'd really have to go off the boil, I suppose, to not make this weight.
Yeah, it's impossible not to make this weight. Like, you know what I mean? I'm light. I'm about 84 kilos. It's only about 7 kilos I have to cut. You know what I mean? So it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy.
Well, I'll ask you one more question about the fight before we wrap up. Two things, yeah. I did want to ask you about. As you said, this is your first fight since you beat Aidan Lee for the lightweight title back on July the 9th, which the fans really, really appreciated, because I believe it was voted as the fans' finish of 2023.
Yeah, it was a spectacular finish. I timed that overhand right, left hook to a perfection. We've been literally drilling that in the gym because I knew his style. And yeah, like I said, I'm a crowd pleaser. I like to put on a performance. I like to put on like a show for people. And it's what I'm good at. So it's going to be another one of them nights. Hopefully I can get another beautiful knockout and just please everyone and just kind of like just get back in there. That's the main focus for me. Just get back in there just so I can actually enjoy what I love doing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the one thing I'm delighted, and I wanted it to be the team at the interview, is that you're getting back in to do what you love, and hopefully you can bring the streak to 4. I know we don't want to get carried away, but I do have to ask you about this, because as you said, you're officially PFL, but you're back with a link between them in LFL, and the main event of the night is another Dutch favourite, Melvin van Swedam, and he's defending the welterweight title against Leonardo Blasco. I get the impression, Andreas, you're not ruling out yourself and Melvin potentially getting together down the line.
Yeah, look, I never rule out any fight. But like I said, I just don't know what's going to happen after this fight. I know there's another welterweight place in the PFL Europe in the Grand Prix for the 100 grand. So a big finish in this. I could be on the Newcastle show, or if I'm not, that's a potential matchup for me. Like, Melvin has been around the game for a long time. He's a veteran of Dutch MMA. He's very experienced, very, very good fighter. So champ sounds really good to me. So who knows? Like, it's like, that's the thing. I need to focus on this fight and just getting back in there really, like, and then whatever happens.